Back in 2009, the students of Mount Allison voted to chip in $10 each per year towards a green investment fund, and since then have funded numerous projects at the school and throughout the Tantramar region. Over the years, the GIF has funded solar panels on the shed at the Tantramar Regional High School, the replacement of halide light bulbs with LED alternatives on the Mount Allison campus, and the purchase of acres of degraded forest land for long-term restoration. Isaac Acker is a fourth-year biology student and the sustainability coordinator for the Mount Allison Students' Union. With the deadline for this year's funding applications approaching next week, CHMA spoke with Acker this week to find out more.
The money that we have for the pot for the grant depends on student enrollment, as is $10 per student, which is put on their tuition. So it could easily be up to like 10 projects if they're all super small projects, or it could be one large project, depending on the quality of the projects that have been submitted and what the sustainability committee decides on for who will be funded.
Right. $10 per student is, you know, that can be substantial. That you have about $20,000 a year to work with.
Yeah, it's around that. It can fluctuate some years, but it is said that this year will be pretty good. So hopefully we'll have a good pot of money to be able to hopefully help with green investment and green capital projects in around the Sackville area, which kind of helps contribute towards Sackville's contribution of helping to limit climate change, helping to make us more eco-friendly.
Right. I'm sure a lot of, you know, Sackville groups and Sackville non-Mount A affiliated Sackville groups might not even realize that this Green Investment Fund by MassU, actually you use this to support on and off campus projects, right? This is not student focused necessarily. This is community focused.
Yeah, that's what I love about this project. It's not so much just based just solely on campus, but we can reach out to many different nonprofits and other organizations in the greater area that can have great expertise and can help bring that into the community, which really helps with accomplishing different objectives such as community gardens and even like stuff like electric vehicles and chargers, which we don't have the specialization here, but we can help get it from outside of the area.
And tell us a bit, I mean, you've got a deadline coming up very soon for this year's round of applications. What do people need to know about that?
Yeah, so our original deadline was January 10th, but we've extended it till the 31st to get even more applications in. All you need to do is check on the MassU website, and we'll have an easy application up there. You just fill it in and send it off to sustainability@mta.ca. And you can send any questions there, and we'll look over your application. You could have a chance of getting some of this grant funding.
That's MassU Sustainability Coordinator Isaac Acker. The deadline to apply for the Green Investment Fund is coming up next Tuesday on January 31st. Application forms are available on the MassU website at massu.ca.